Sound confident even when you have no idea. Just do not make a habit of it. They will find you out. I had been through here in my dreams. But only sort of, evidently, because every few feet I ran into some detail I did not recall from those nightmares. And then we stumbled onto something that was far more than a mere detail. The sole of a boot nearly smacked me in the face because I was concentrating on trying to decipher the story encrypted in the frost on the cave floor. That was the story of someone who had been moving wildly, maybe in a panic. Not only had the frost been rubbed away in places, the stone itself was bruised or chipped. "I think I've found Mather, Willow." It was one of those odd moments when you discover the trivial. I noticed that Cordy Mather really needed to have his boots resoled. I did not immediately wonder how a man's leg could stick out like that, with the toe pointing halfway upward above horizontal, while the man himself was lying on his stomach. "We'd better stop right here and take a good look. I don't see the man doing this to himself." Swan said,
"I'll get Goblin. Don't do anything till he gets here."
"Don't sweat it. I'm fond of my hide. If I lose it, I'll miss out on our honeymoon." I drew my sword, for what good that might do, then raised up slowly till the top of my head bumped the cavern roof. Cordy Mather had crawled over a hump in the floor, and something fatal had happened to him before he could get all of himself onto the downward side. Suvrin eased up beside me. Inexplicably, I found myself painfully aware of him as a masculine presence. Luckily, he was even less interpersonally adept than I was. He failed to notice my flustered and uncomfortable reaction. Odd. The urge was not something I would pursue, certainly. I just wondered why I sometimes suffered these sudden, random impulses, some of which were extremely difficult to resist. 99% of the time, I did not so much as think about the possibility of combining myself, a man, and a bed in a search for adventure. Maybe I should not have been teasing Swan. Suvrin said,
"That sure doesn't look very appetizing. What do you think happened?"
I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to sit here and wait for the expert to show up.
"May I look?"
Santaraxita asked. Suvrin scooted back. He discovered that the older man was too broad to pass by him there. So we all had to retreat 20 yards so Santaraxita could get past us, in turn. I admonished him repeatedly not to go farther forward than I had. "I definitely don't want to have to drag you out of here." Though I will grant that the man was a great deal leaner now than when I had worked for him. "And because you want to get home to tell the Badgerloke all about this."
"You were right about them, Doraby. They won't believe a word I say. And not only because they're the right people, but because Surendranath Santaraxita never had an adventure in his life. He never had the urge until this adventure had him."
"Rich men have dreams. Poor men die to make them come true."
"You persist in amazing me, Doraby. Who are you quoting?"
VTC Ghosh. He was an acolyte of